I'm Izzy Rock, host of Tales from the Hard Side podcast, and you're listening to the Bad Parenting Podcast. Go rate, review, and subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher.
Warning, the following auditory experience may contain themes of an adult nature. The opinions expressed are those of the podcasters and not of their respective employers, parents, and or legal guardians. Content may not be appropriate for children, small animals, work, and your mom. Enjoy the show. Diabetes.
Fucking pussy babies need to toughen the fuck up.
Of course, double stuffed.
I don't like that.
Oh my fucking god, I shit myself.
Was I supposed to do show prep?
This could be a while.
Toothpaste smash.
Bad Parenting Podcast, we're all up in your mom.
I always swore I'd never beat my children.
I'm drinking some milk, bitches.
We had gourmet cheese.
Now I know why nothing ever gets done in Hollywood.
How awesome.
If only you could see the glare.
Hey, I'm Justin. No, that doesn't work either.
Oh my god, the smell. I hope you're ready for a clusterfuck of epic proportions.
Love your children while keeping your sanity. This is the Bad Parenting Podcast.
Yes, welcome to episode 130 of Bad Parenting Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Jody.
And we're back. And things are good, and the weather has turned. It's officially October now.
What do you mean we're back? Like, we were gone?
We were gone for a week. Yeah, as far as the listeners are concerned, we have not been in their ear holes for one whole week. That's 7 days. That's like a certain number of hours, and then minutes, and then seconds.
But what if somebody's listening to this 10 years in the future, and they just are, like, binging? Then it's only been 10 seconds.
Then we're back after 10 seconds. Just saying we're back works universally across time
It
zones.
Doesn't, though, because it insinuates you were gone for a long time.
Not like, necessarily.
It's not like, I'm back.
Not if you're in the Doctor Who theory of time that's all wiggly, wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
You never say I'm back because you don't know if you're back or forward.
So should I do the whole, what's the line? What's her name? Doctor Who?
Spoilers?
No, Doctor Who. Did one of them just fart?
No, I think one of them's grumbling.
I hope that's a grumble and not a fart, because that's the fart we're all doomed. It's never good when a dog audibly farts.
She grunts. She makes weird noises.
Well, she doesn't have a good barker.
I know. She sounds like an asthmatic old lady.
Well, no, I don't think we've talked about that in the show yet. So we were aware that she didn't bark, that she doesn't bark very much at all. Yeah. And then the other day, to save me from the evils that are squirrels, I think is what it was. I think it was a squirrel. She put herself between me and whatever it was, and then just started, quote-unquote, barking at it. And if you've ever heard of, like, one of those ladies that's got, or those old, like, long-time smokers that's got the hole in their throat, and it's like, and I just felt so bad. I'm like, no,
don't bark anymore. It sounds painful.
Like, are you hurting yourself? Did you just gravel or gargle rocks? What the hell's going on? But it sounded like she was like, she had to put their, like, little paw under the hole first, then bark. I'm like, oh, what the hell happened to you? I felt so bad. I'll try to get it on a recording sometime, because nothing does it justice but the sound itself. But at the same time, it's just like something. I wonder if she had like a collar that was, you know, because the Chihuahuas are known for having very sensitive
barkers,
you know, just the esophagus and the whole throat thing in general. I felt really bad for her. I know it wasn't the family we got her from, but I do know that she was also a rescue too, so who knows where she came from originally and what she went through there. So, but yeah, it was so sad and pathetic, but at the same time, she was valiantly trained to save me from
the squirrel
or whatever. He's either a squirrel or a bird, one of the two.
Something's in that tree.
Yeah.
It's coming to eat you.
Yeah, there was I don't know what kind of bird it was this morning, but it was up on the roof or up on the tree, that's, you know, kind of by the roof there, and it started doing its little bird noises, And she got all, like, it happened to make the noise right as a drop of rain hit her head. She about shit herself, man. She freaked out and went running in circles and hopped into the porch. Like, what the fuck? So, it was interesting. Yeah. So, baby, how was your week?
Good.
Good? Just good?
I don't remember. I mean, everything's such a blur right now.
Yeah.
I'm working a lot. You're working a lot. The kids, Trent was sick.
Yeah, that's true. He was.
He did that fever. I think it's just what he does when he is growing. He just has a fever for a couple of days and sleeps a lot and eats nothing, like nothing. And then he emerges from it like a ravenous wolf.
Yeah, it's like he emerges like a butterfly from a cocoon.
Like 2 inches taller and just hungry as fuck.
Yeah, and don't you dare get between him and his food.
Oh, man.
Because that'll end poorly for you. So yeah, it's been on a cycle every growth spurt, and I looked it up, and it's not unusual for that to happen, or I should say, it's not something to be concerned with.
Right.
Not a lot of kids do it, but the fact that he's doing it is not concerning.
But, and I think that we pay a lot of attention to that sort of thing,
right.
So we may be seeing a pattern that some people might not see.
Right. Well, because we don't look at it as every time they catch a fever or they're sick. There's many reasons that these kind of things happen with your body.
And he didn't act very sick.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Just lethargic. He was tired.
Tired. Which, so tired.
And he was. And then, of course, it didn't help. It was convenient, though, because he got out of
out of his shots, man.
Yeah, he had
We took him for a well-child check that he's been put. I've been putting off forever, and like bad parent status. I am way behind. But I knew he needed one more round of shots before kindergarten. But I also kind of knew that it didn't matter when before kindergarten.
As long as it was before kindergarten.
Right. So I was just like, I'm just going to keep putting this off. And I knew Tempe didn't need any until she's 12. So it was just like, it's just that time when you go and you can bring up concerns and make sure they're on track weight-wise.
He's been having the acid reflux problem.
Yeah, he's been having it. Really bad heartburn in the morning, so I'm like, yeah, it's a good time to go in and check him out. And then at the appointment, I'm starting to realize because we woke him up super early to go, mm-hmm. because our pediatrician is all the way across town, and the only appointment they had open to see both of them at the same time in the next month was the next day at 8 a.m. Like, it was just like super early. So woke him up even earlier than normal. So he was tired and like lethargic. But as we're in this appointment, he is like going downhill.
And his fever is going uphill, yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm like, he is actually legitimately fevered. Like, like this isn't just kind of sorta. So the doctor that we were seeing was like, yeah, if he's got a fever, we won't give him his injections. I'm like, okay.
And I just look at him and go, dude, there are far easier ways to try to get out of a shot than giving yourself a fever.
Yeah. So they took his temperature. He was like 100.4.
Right.
And it was like, okay, I guess you're not getting your shots. And
yeah, and that was the day of doctor's appointments. And I went in later on the day for my dentist appointment and got my fillings replaced. So turns out there's a life cycle on these things, and you can only have them for so long. And it's like a whole racket, I think. It's like one big scheme.
Well, there's a life cycle on the metal ones. The other ones are, the composite ones are supposed to be the life of the tooth.
I hope so. Well, all he said to me was, that'll fix you up for a while. Well, left it very open-ended. Like,
he's a very vague kind of guy.
Yeah.
Quick,
though.
Super quick, super awesome.
I mean,
bedside manner, like a champ. Like,
yeah, I had three fillings.
People talk about how awful dentists are.
No, he's great.
And he's the best dentist
I've ever had. And his staff is all awesome, too.
Well, one time, so I get anxiety. I hate diagnosing, you're self-diagnosing. Like, people are like, you don't actually have the thing. I'm like, I only get anxiety attacks under very specific circumstances.
Right.
And one time was all those. And I was in, and I was about to have fillings. And the only part I hate is the injection. Mm-hmm. Once the injection is done, I can sit there for hours. Mm-hmm. It does not bother me. But the injections scare me to the point of not wanting to go. And normally I just breathe through it and I kind of get a little amped up, but it's no big deal. And this one particular time, like, I was crying. Like, I'm just saying, I really don't want the injections, and can you just do it without them? And he's like, no, I really can't. they were talking and I could kind of hear him, and he's like, just give her the gas for a few minutes and blah, blah, blah. Cause the gas is expensive.
Yeah.
And our insurance doesn't cover the full portion of the gas.
Right.
And so they had asked me if I wanted the nitrous oxide, and I was like, how much does it cost? And I'm like, $200. I'm like, yeah, I think I'll suffer through for $200.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, what if, he's like, just give it to her for the first part and then we can take it off and no charge. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I'm like, thank you so much. So he let me use it just to get through that part.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, breathe. Because you're supposed to breathe it in through your nose. And I'm like sitting there going, like the biggest, deepest breath you've ever taken through your nose with this drug. And I'm like, I'm better now.
Yeah, and
the
see, and
sky
I
shining.
I can muscle through all of it, but I don't. The funniest thing is that, same thing for the injection parks. Well, first off, he lays you back, and there's a fucking TV on the ceiling.
Yes,
and it's amazing. There's a set of headphones. And so I was watching that Flipper Flop show.
Yep.
It was the only thing that was on that was worthwhile watching.
Yeah. It is basic cable. They have movies, too. If you want to watch a movie, just let him know.
Not worth that. He's too damn quick.
Right?
I would get involved in a movie, and I get pissed off that he's done. I'm like, no, you keep going. Like, get the other side. Let's just knock all four quadrants out while you're here. So I was watching that. But when he was doing the injections, too, I realized that my hands were cramping up. I was like, what the hell? And I had them clasped over my stomach. And I was like white knuckled, and I was starting to like see, like there was no more blood in my fingers. So I'm like, and I just didn't realize it. I had like, clamped up a little bit, but as soon as that was done, the worst part for me out of all of it, and I can make it through all of it, is I just don't, like they, and every dentist I've ever been to has done this, like, well, you know, put your headphones in, listen to music or whatever. It's like, no, you don't understand. As soon as that drill hits the teeth, it vibrates through that bone in your jaw into your inner ear, and you can't hear anything but the of the just like god awful drill sound, plus your head like shaking at the same time. So you're like, there's no, I don't feel it, but I'm sure as hell not really avoiding it. And then the nerves in my mouth are really weird too. Like, I remember when I went into him, that he pulled my wisdom teeth on the left hand side, on the bottom left, he had me all numbed up and whatnot, and he starts cranking on one of the teeth, and then all of a sudden I tell him to stop, and he like gives me a little bit more to numb it up, and he gave me the maximum amount on that side that he could give me. But as he's pulling the tooth out, I'm feeling it in my right ear, like it's going under my, and I shooting up into my right ear, and I'm like, and I'm looking, he's like, are you okay? I'm like, well, I know you can't give me anything else, unless you can numb my ear up, just fucking take it out. He's like, okay, we're done. But I felt the twinge, like, I mean, it was like that what's the name? What was that one movie where the guy gets kicked in the nuts and he's like, I feel the pain in my nuts in my teeth or whatever. Like, it was the same thing. I felt the pain in my tooth in my ear. It was the weirdest day. But on the opposite side of my head, I'm like, why is there a nerve from there? That makes no sense whatsoever.
I just know that a lot of the nerves that they hit tie into my ear that they're not supposed to.
Right.
Because my ear will often go numb, even if he's working down, you know, in the front of my mouth. So,
well, the weirdest thing was afterwards, I got in my car. It was a warm-ish day for the time of year that it is, and I was just thirsty. So I took a big old swig of my ice water that I keep in my hydro flask. And
ow.
No, it didn't hurt. It was weirdest thing because I could feel the cold in the right-hand side of my thing and the bottom left-hand corner of my mouth, but up top on the top left, there was no sensation of cold whatsoever.
I always love taking pictures of myself when he's done like one side, because I look like I've got the palsy. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can't see.
Yeah,
but like one side's slightly droopy, and the one side's not smiling.
Yeah, it's just slightly drooping. Doesn't quite work.
It's interesting that bedside manner plays such a part. I'm willing to drive for an hour because he's that great.
I'm willing to drive for an hour because they don't fuck up our billing.
True that.
He's decent.
Yeah.
Etc. So like, because we used to drive for an hour and you had an awesome OBGYN.
Yeah.
But after the
OBGYN.
Yeah, something like that. And there's a whole bunch of letters that mean vagina doctor.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to.
That's true.
So they, but his office staff, like even after like the second or third time.
Shitty office staff.
And yeah, and so we literally couldn't handle it anymore, and you end up finding a new one.
Yep.
Plus he was on his way out. He was close to retirement. So
like
he had had his fill of vaginas for his life, and he was ready to sail on out in the little canoe.
Well, he'd seen a lot of them. Yes, I caught your joke. The last time I scheduled an appointment with him was for my annual exam, and I scheduled that fucker like a year in advance because he's gone so much.
Yeah.
And they called me 3 months before and said, actually, he's going to be gone, so we're going to have you see this other random doctor. I'm like, yeah,
nope.
Thanks, but no.
No, I'll just go see somebody else then. Because that's the whole point. Like, you know, if you're that sought after in that department.
He is still working with extreme cases because he's a specialist for twins and,
well, you know, I know, I'm just saying, but if you have to schedule that far out in advance, then you just damn well better be there. I mean, it just needs to be locked in.
So it's fine. I found a new one, and I like her, and she's awesome. And it's actually the first time I've had a female lady doctor, which is kind of a weird thing.
Right.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
My vasectomy was the first time I had another man's hands in my balls. That was weird too. So I mean, there's nothing quite like being able to describe that whole experience.
I know somebody who I'm not going to mention, who is scheduling and getting ready for that procedure. Mm-hmm. And I was telling the wife that she should watch. And
well, that, and they should go to that doctor that we went to.
Yeah, I did recommend, but I'm not sure they're on the same. Anyway, that part doesn't matter. But
no, money isn't the object at that point. The man's balls are literally in somebody else's hands. Go to the best testicular person you can find. This guy is a fucking Jedi, okay? He uses the Force. Because that was the part that sketched me out. Is he's like, he's looking you in the eyes and having a conversation as he's doing it. I'm like, whoa, 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 dude. He's like, I don't have to look.
I see it.
Like, I don't have to look. I'm like, no, you have to look. Those are my balls. You're looking at those things.
But I was explaining how cool it was to watch. And she was like, oh, I hope his doctor lets me do that.
So. Yeah, that was a whole nother realm of experience right there. That was a weird feeling. Like, you could feel them tugging on things on your insides, but you couldn't. Like, there was no pain, nothing like that. Just a feeling of that's
connected. You're talking to the woman who's had her uterus flipped out of her body.
I understand.
While she was awake.
I saw the whole thing.
I'm just saying. I know exactly what you mean when people are tugging on things.
And like, you know, he was washing it up afterwards like it was a car wash, you know, just like, I'm scrubbing my Cadillac, you know. So I don't, yeah, it was, it's almost like an out of body experience. Like, you're in your body and you can tell that something's happening to it, but you can't. And you're
just
like,
I know.
This is weird.
I know.
So,
trust me. I know.
Oh boy, it's been kind of a long week. We had the sick kid, the doctor's appointments. It was an in town week for me because we had the lunch and learn in regards to the budget thing.
Yep.
So that was specifically about creating a budget and
I had my birthday spa day.
You did. That's right. Yeah. That's what happened this week that I was trying to get to that we had forgotten about. You and a friend of ours had your ladies' getaway day, and then it's a coworker of mine's wife, and so he came over with his kids, and we had steaks and barbecued and whatnot, and the kids got together and played, and that was a good time.
I got scrubbed up and rubbed down and jiggled a bit.
Mm-hmm. Keep talking.
I got a facial.
Yeah, you did. The listeners have stated they don't want to talk about that kind of stuff, though.
So, yeah, it was a good time, and then we went out to
Thai food
after. And then we hung out for a while and avoided home, and then we came home.
Yep. And it was a good night for us because we had the kids. They played together, and they have their one daughter is on the spectrum for autism and whatnot, and so she was... But she's gotten to the point now where she really is a lot more vocal and communicative than she used to be.
Yeah, when I dropped her off, I got high, way more talking.
I've noticed a huge difference just between since she's gotten into school.
Yeah.
Like, she's a lot more talkative and whatnot, but at the same time, she very, very vocal when she's upset. Mm-hmm. And, like, we have that gate on the deck, and we were asking her to walk around the other side because we wanted to keep the gate closed so the dogs were semi-contained. And that was... She's like, no, open gate, open. And then she's freaking out. I'm like, okay, hold on. We don't need a meltdown over this. Like, just, and then I will
open the gate.
I started walking towards her. She started freaking out. I'm like, no. I'm going to open the gate for you. She's like, okay. I'm like, oh, honey, I know I'm a big bearded guy. I'm scaring. It's just, you're breaking my heart here.
I want to come to your rescue, but I'm freaking you out. Yeah. Damn it.
It's not working.
Yeah. She leaps and bounds, and she's awesome.
Yeah. So that was good that you guys had that fun day, and then I don't know if we had any major kid issues this week other than the sick stuff and whatnot.
Yeah, sick stuff, and we talked about the book fair and all the stupid bullshit. And then
I don't know if we ever talked about that. Which part are you talking about?
We talked about the fun run and the book fair.
Yeah, but didn't the other thing, the book fair, happen after that last episode? Or are we not talking about that? The lady that was freaking out at the principal. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's really, that's like so.
No, I meant Ezra's little freak out.
Oh, yeah. We did.
A follow up to that, though. I took them back on the last morning. I took them to the book fair. Mm-hmm. And he had freaked out about wanting the journal that I had said no, because I said they could get a book. And so I took them back and I said they could pick out one more thing. And I don't remember. Debbie picked out something like super cheap and I was like, yes. So then I grabbed a cheaper book for Trent, and then Ezra came up to me and I had just paid him. He had had some babysitting money and like he had a couple bucks coming to him, and he said he got $5 or found $5 or mm-hmm. something. So I'm choosing not to delve into that, because last time I delved into it, it turned out that it was not legitimately earned. So I just left it alone. So he had like $15 and he walked up to me with like $16-$17 worth of books.
Right.
And he's like, can I buy these? And I'm like, well, you have $15 and you have $17 worth of book. He's like, well, won't you buy one of them for me? Because you bought, you know, blah, mm-hmm. blah. I'm like, well, I said you guys, oh, I remember what Tempe got. Because when we bought him books, I wouldn't let him get like erasers and fun right, little things. Right. And I took him back and said, you guys can each spend like $4 or $5 on some of the frivolous stuff. So Tempe had $4 or $5 worth of frivolous stuff. He comes up to me with these two books and he's like, well, won't you buy one for me? Because you bought one for everybody else the other night. And I said, no, because I offered to do that for you and you threw a fit and said, no, I'm not now going to do it.
Yeah. Like that was your opportunity.
Like, that was your opportunity to get a book, and you passed it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh. I'm like, I will let you spend your money on the books, and I will cover the difference up to $4 or $5 like I am for Tempe. And he was like, oh, okay. So it worked out just fine, and he got the books he wanted.
Right.
I thought it was interesting that he's like, here, I'll just buy it now. And I'm like, no. I need to show you that you can't have meltdowns and follow it get your cake too.
right
so yeah. But he took it really well, so he got the two books, and then after they went to school, I went back in and bought them both bookmarks and stuff for a surprise later if they'd been good, and they had been. So
good. Yeah, but then we caught him so Ezra does not have a grasp of internet yet and how all the things that you can find on it, and we've got some. I've always been of the opinion that I will give him a long leash and then yard it back if necessary. I want to give him a chance to apply the things that we've taught them in their lives about being good and respectful and blah, blah, blah.
Well, and also acknowledge that whether we give them a long leash or not, it's the internet.
Yeah.
And there's a lot there.
There is. And it's gotten to the point now where there's, it's becoming very apparent that at least for him, I'm going to have to be a lot more restrictive with things. Cause there's a website called fanfiction.net. And for those of you out there that are geeks, you all know about it. And you know what can be found on it. And it can be everything from the very benign, nothing harmful whatsoever, to like the downright nasty,
raunchy crap.
And I will give the kid credit. He had a filter in place on his searches so that it wasn't like, you know, XXX or whatnot. But he was reading this Harry Potter stuff and he got into it thinking it was like a legitimate continuation of the, like a true fan giving a legitimate continuation of the story. And we randomly do cell phone checks. And so we've got our thumbprints and whatnot set up on his phone so that way he can't lock us out with a passcode or anything like that. Plus, I got the parental controls enabled, and I have control from my account. So I grab his phone while I was upstairs taking a shower, and just happened to start seeing what he was doing on his browser history, and there was an Instagram group chat between him and some friends that were going on. And it's amazing how many fucking emoticons these kids use these days. Like, how many goddamn smiley faces do you have to get in one sentence before you realize, yeah, you're smiling or you're laughing or whatever? I mean, I guess this is what my parents felt like when, like, LOL and WTF became a thing. Like, they're probably like, why can't you type out what the fuck? And I'm just like, why do you need 42 smiley faces with tears in order to let the person know that you're really laughing that hard? I mean, it just seems silly. But, what?
You. The kids these days.
Well, no, it is. I mean, it's, I don't know. And then it was just all this, like, lame, you know, these really, like, they're just being kids, but it was all harmless. Like, there was nothing bad in the group conversation. It wasn't anything big deal, so I wasn't like, okay, whatever. But it kept fucking interrupting what I was looking for, looking around on his phone. So I had to go in there and mute notifications and all this other crap, and then went to his browser and noticed he was in this fan fiction site, and it was a Harry Potter thing. So I just started scrolling through it to see what it was. And it turns out his filter wasn't quite fine-tuned as enough as he thought. It wasn't anything super graphic, but there was some heavy kissing and breathing going on, and they're just starting to get into heavy petting areas. I'm like, no. So put the kids to bed, get the younger two tucked in, and then I take you and we go into his room and we had to have a talk with him about it, and just like, hey, you know. And I used the thank you to one of our listeners, Izzy, because I've heard him say this before, and it was a good way to phrase it, so I phrased it this way with him. So much props to him for this. And I was like, you know, once you let something into your brain, into your psyche, it doesn't go away. Like, you can't unsee it, you can't unread it, you can't unhear it, whatever. And I said, there are things that I've encountered throughout my life that I wish I hadn't seen or read or encountered, especially with my job at the computer store. There's all sorts of stuff that you just don't want to ever see again or never wanted to see in the first place. And I said, and what it comes down to is this, I said, I want you to look at this from a different perspective. And I told him, I said, basically, these are people that aren't, they're not doing this story justice. I'm like, if you look at the story of Harry Potter, it's a good, clean, I don't, wholesome is not really the right term, but story about just a fantasy story about wizards and good versus evil. And there's nothing really bad about it. And I said, and there's nothing wrong with people wanting to write fan stories that would extend the story out if it was along the same lines as the original stories are. I'm like, but I said, you haven't encountered any of that in the stuff that I just read here, but there are these stories where you would have Dumbledore doing stuff that adults should never do with kids. And we didn't go into any graphic details or anything, but just enough for him to understand what we were trying to say. And I said, and is that really true to the nature and whatnot of the stuff? And he's like, no. And I said, not to mention the fact you're not old enough for it yet. You don't fully understand this. And I said, you know, so we just need to, it needs to stop. So I ended up going and having to put a filter on his phone and got a Safari lockdown so that it wouldn't surf to that particular site. And no, he can't install any alternative web browsers for anybody up there that's going to try to call me on that because his app installations are restricted. So he can't do that. So that'll be good enough. And then I'm going to have to go through now and add another filtering content to the router here at the house to make sure that if he hops on a computer or something, he can't get back to it and yada, yada, yada. And it's going to save us some face too, because if he was reading that stuff at school and got caught, that could lead into other, you know, particular issues and whatnot. So, but yeah, it bummed me out because, you know, I've asked him before, like, what are you reading? What's it about? What's in it? Is there any of this kind of content? And he's always said no. And he's getting to that point now that I just wasn't quite ready for him to get to yet, where it's like, it's okay to lie to dad about stuff. It's okay for me to not tell him everything I'm doing. And I remember it too, as a child, I did it. But then it brought up a good point, and you asked, like, what was it you asked before we started recording? It was something about,
okay, boys masturbate.
Right.
Generally, well, when I was growing up, to porn they found in their dad's porn stash.
Yeah.
Not porn mustache. stash of... It just sounds bad now. Okay. We never should have shortened mustache to stash. Anyway. So now we're in a realm where men generally don't have a somewhat... I mean, let's be honest here. Playboy and even Penthouse are soft core compared to what is available on the internet.
Anyways, anymore nowadays... If you're paying for pornography,
you're dumb.
You're an idiot. Or you're from the generation that was the only way you could get it before because there was no such thing as the internet. But like you were asking me, like, I think you were trying to ask me, like, what's the appropriate age to, you know, is he'll start doing this one or will he go out and try to find this on his own?
Right. I'm, we're very open minded. We know that he's going to be doing that at some point. What is the, how do you supply the copy material without being like, here's some porn? or do we worry about him looking at porn on the internet? Because I feel like you said, because of what is available to his tiny eyes, shouldn't we restrict that?
Right. Well, and it's one of those comments. So, like, you brought that up, but I started cracking up. And I'm like, you know, that actually would be almost a good way to curb it. Like, to sit down and be like, so... Are you into like BBWs or do you want me to get you some of this stuff where it's like a hairy bush, no bush, blah, blah, and just like really start going into it and have the kid like, do you know what spit roast means? I mean, like, and just kind of go on and on. Because it's like, kind of that whole, like, are you ready? Like, can you have an adult enough conversation with me about this? Because if you can, then yeah, you're ready to go ahead and be able to start looking at some of this stuff. But I really don't think that you are. And you're probably embarrassed as shit. Your old man's talking to you about, you know, mature, you know, amateur MILF gets banged by a BBC. And he's like, what's a BBC? Oh my God, too many letters.
Yeah, you thought there were a lot of acronyms in texting?
Yeah. M4M, MF4M, MM4F. Casual encounters on Reddit and Craigslist and all that. There's all sorts of crazy stuff out there.
Way too much stuff out there
for
his eyes. And so, you know, what is the... Like I said, my brother just stole magazines from my dad.
Right.
But... as far as I know, you don't have any magazines floating around the house. And I'm like, do we just like accidentally on purpose leave out some like really soft core? Like
go on to his tablet real quick and browser history. Like, oops, hotmilfs.net or whatever, you know?
I'm like, I mean, I know times have changed, but I'm thinking like Victoria's Secret catalogs. Like that was a thing at a time, at a certain time.
This is true. But but like I said, it's because it's changed so drastically because at the time, you didn't have this access to that.
Yeah.
I remember how hard it was back in the day to try to find those websites that had this stuff because they weren't as readily accessible, isn't the term? It wasn't like... there just wasn't as many of them. And so, you know, especially when you're trying to do like a shitty AOL search, because that's all you had. You know,
well, and what I remember from when I was a kid is like, they all required credit card verification of age.
Right.
And I'm like, how do you verify a fucking credit card? Like, I don't know how to do this. So.
Dad, what's your credit card number?
Yeah, that's not, that doesn't work.
Yeah, I know.
Also doesn't work to just use one of their credit cards because somebody could get in trouble.
Yeah, that's gonna, you're gonna see some charges there. But now all the verification, are you 18? Why, yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Hello, sir. Thank you.
Nurse. So it's a weird time to be raising kids when there's that kind of stuff available, especially when you're like us, where we're not restrictive of the fact we know that the kids are gonna do this. We want to not supply them in the respect of here's all the porn you could ever want, but we want to give them all the access to appropriate things, whether it's condoms or whatever, so they are doing all these things in a safe manner so as they don't have to feel ashamed and dirty about it. Because
I've always felt like there's a difference between a picture of a naked lady
and a picture of a naked lady with two cocks on either side,
right,
going in each end. Yeah, this is true.
And like if my teenage son wants to look at a naked lady to help maintenance, as Izzy would say, I'm all for it. Like, or a picture of a naked male.
So maybe
age appropriate.
Maybe we'll just start looking at some of the movies and whatnot around that have boobies in it. Like we can we can drop in the Terminator movie and just, you know, here's the scene where you get to see Linda Hamilton's boobs and then go ahead and pause that if you want, or you can do.
So you mentioned when we were talking upstairs that he had set his filter at the rating M.
Right.
Do you realize that's the highest rating?
No, usually.
No, I looked at the site. It's the highest rating.
Then he wasn't filtering it appropriately. He can't get to it anymore. It doesn't matter.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think he's being a little misleading about how careful he was being. But
he probably was. He got caught. So, but we gave him a get out of jail free card. Like, hey, look.
Yep. I told him he's not in trouble. Reading is reading. And I don't believe in censoring what people read for the most part.
Right.
But.
Now, if we caught him reading Mein Kampf, we're going to have a problem.
Well, yeah.
Depending on the
context.
The context. Like, if he's doing it for school, okay, get it. If he's doing it because, you know, he really thinks them there, black people should die. It's like, no, stop. That's wrong. We're going to have to fix this now.
But, I mean, I was censored. I wasn't.
Right.
It's funny. The things I remember are from when I wasn't censored.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, like, I wanted to read Interview with a Vampire in fourth grade
mm-hmm.
because the movie came out. This is giving you my exact time frame of how old I was. And I talked about this on the show before. And I wanted to see the movie so bad. And she's like, here, fine. If you read the book, you can watch the movie. And it took me like 3 years to read the book. But it was full of sexual and like charged stuff. It wasn't smutty, but it was definitely intense
right.
for a fourth grader. So I don't believe in censoring things, but I also think that if it had been like truly in-depth literature.
How in-depth?
Pun intended.
About 9 to 10 inches in-depth? What?
9 to 10?
I'm just saying there are, that's, okay. when people talk about supposedly big stuff, it's up in that okay. range, so.
Regardless of the depth, I think that.
If you think I was trying to over-exaggerate about my manlyhood, I'm not going one way or the other on that one. I'm not about, you know, I was just saying that that's.
I have no nothings. Anyway, now back to books.
Back to books. No, now that you said the whole in-depth thing, it reminds me of that. There's that. So speaking of weird porn that you can find on the internet, there's that whole weird series of Monsters of Cock.
Why are we talking about
Because it's obviously a prosthetic.
You've talked about this on the show, too.
I know, but just the hilarity of, like, you know, it's like the size of
a bus. It's the size of a bus.
No, it's like my arm. My fist and my arm. I mean, it's got a good circumference. You know, it's fairly long. And then the girl's like, oh, my cervix. And the guy who recorded is like, where's her cervix? And the guy's like, somewhere by her throat. I'm like, wow, this is some... And it was like so blatantly just like fake. I'm like... And there's actually...
Is this the one where they like throw the yogurt on the girls at the end?
Yeah. Where it's like just like gallons upon gallons of like, there's no way, like, you know, it's a fire hose. Like she, I almost made a horrible comparison and I stopped myself. That's how bad it was. Let's just say comparing a girl getting sprayed by that to the fire hoses of the civil rights era probably would not have been my best move. That's where it was going to go, but I stopped it and then kind of went back to it anyways.
But you said it anyway.
No, I'm just saying that was the kind of pressure they put behind it. And you're like, there's no way. That or like biologically, how does that even happen? You know? So.
Drinks a lot of water.
Right. Plenty of male kegels.
At any rate, this was an odd discussion about right. pornography. Yeah.
But yeah, so censorship in literature and even music is something that we explain to them, like, what's going on and whatnot, but we don't, like, unlike what my mom did when I was younger and was like, you know, is this Vanilla Ice record safe for kids? It's like, it's fucking Vanilla Ice. I mean, of all the things in the world. Or Hammer, MC Hammer.
Do you want to have a talk about that for just a second?
Sure.
So... At the Fun Run,
mm-hmm.
they have an approved music list.
There was a song they played that I was kind of like, what? What song was it?
I don't know, but they did play Ice Ice Baby,
mm-hmm.
and not an edited or Kidz Bop version.
Right.
With the full lyrics.
Right.
And then somebody was talking about, we can't play, it was something like, I said something about some song and they're like, oh, I'm not sure that would make the approved list, blah blah blah. I'm like, he played Ice Ice Baby, and they're like, well, what's that got in it? That's nothing wrong, blah blah blah. I'm like, right. It's filled with gang, drug, and gun references,
right? Like talking about, you know, like grab my nine, all I heard was shells falling
like a lot
on the concrete real fast, jumped in my car, slammed on the gas.
Okay, we don't
need bumper to bumper, the avenue is packed.
Are you done?
Police on the scene. No, not at all. I could go on all day with this.
Anyway, so yeah, all the people at the school. What? That has drugs in it? Drugs reference? Yes.
He literally, what's the line? He
Fill eight ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, hello. Maybe they just thought that he was stuff full of pool cute balls.
Yeah, I guess.
Which still would be okay, because then that's a whole nother
weirdness.
Weird. Speaking of weird genres of porn, like,
oh God, really?
The girls are rocketing things out of their nether regions that should never be allowed in.
What
there.
Have you been looking at?
No. Okay. So seriously, as a younger man in my late teens and whatnot, people, like, sometimes you try to outgross your friends and this and that. Yeah. And yeah, there's been, and of course, everybody's heard, like, you know, the donkey shows and whatnot in Mexico and the ping pong balls and all that jazz. And yeah, there's all sorts of things that some of these people will put up there and then, you know, launch back out that just don't belong in that area at all. Coke cans, pool balls, you know, they just, yeah. Double fists. It's just not, none of this, there's just.
You can stop. Anytime.
I'm getting the look. So, yeah, but back to the music thing. So when I went and picked him up from his mom's house last week, we were heading back home, I had my playlist going, and a Tupac song came up. Which one was it? I got to look it up now because I can't. I always get the two confused. I know this is great radio, right?
Yep, so, great radio.
Great. Well, you could be filling in the.
What do you want me to say? You're in the middle of a story. Mm-hmm. I was doing a thing, and then a thing, and then a song came on, and I don't know what song it was. Wait, let me stop everything and look it up.
Well, yeah, no, I think it was this one. Can't see me. Looking hard, but won't realize that they will never see the pee. So it's the first track off of All Eyes on Me. So I just let it play because it's one of those things that it's getting to the point now where I've seen some of the songs that he's wanting to add to his Spotify list and whatnot, and so I think I needed to have the N-word talk with him because and so the whole song is playing and I'm rapping along to it. I'm actually keeping up with the lyrics and whatnot in certain spots. There's other spots where I can't even compare to what he can do, but I'm trying. You know, the white boy doing his best to flow like Tupac and it doesn't work so well, but. When I cut at one point, I said, do you realize that I'm not saying the N-word? And he kind of looked at me. He said, well, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm not going to repeat it, but, and, you know, I spelled it out for him. I said, I'm not saying that word. He said, oh, yeah, I think we've had this talk before. I said, we may have, but I just want to reinforce it. I said, I always use ninja. Whenever that word came into the lyrics, I always said ninja just so I could still hit it and sing along with it, but I was not being, and the reason for that is because that was a very derogatory term that was used during the days of slavery and whatnot. I said, whether or not you agree with it, whether or not you think it's a good concept, they're trying to reclaim the word by changing the way they say it and then using it as a term of like camaraderie or it's kind of like how we say, you know, brother or whatnot. I said, so you don't have to agree. Like, if you think it's stupid, they're taking a word that we're not supposed to say, and whatever, that's, you can think that. I'm like, but you, out of respect, still should never say that word. And I don't ever want to catch you saying that word, and if you do say that word, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. I said, but this is the type of stuff, this is the music that I used to roll around with my windows down, stereo blaring back when I was a kid. And I'm like, but as you're listening to these kinds of music and whatnot, I said, are you even understanding what this song is about and what he's, and we kind of explain the whole lyrics and what he's saying and the things he's talking about. And he's like, whoa, really? I'm like, yeah. I said, so that's why you have to understand with music that it can go up and above, like it can go into places where you're not thinking it's going just by, if you're just taking a very base level look at the lyrics, sometimes you have to see, like listening to like what he's saying or understand what these analogies mean. So I don't want you just randomly blaring some of this crap around, you know, your friends and whatnot without actually realizing what it is you're listening to, etc. And I think it was, you know, all in all, it was a good talk. And he's like, can I add it to my Spotify list? I'm like, nope. I said, you heard it in my car with me and that's fine, but it's not something that I just want you randomly playing. And I said, if I catch it in your Spotify playlist when I'm looking through stuff, you're going to get in trouble. Because you just, it's not, it's, you're not ready for Tupac yet. not solo. You can do it. It's like training wheels. You got to have as a kid, you got training wheels for Tupac. You got to start off with somebody listening to it with you. And then eventually you learn to balance on your own and then we can pull the training wheels off and you can go. But until then, not going to happen. So, my pen stopped working. You made a funny face. What are you looking at over there?
Oh, fell down a rabbit hole on fanfiction.net.
Oh, geez. Are you wanna? So, in your best reading voice.
No fucking way. Okay, no. First off, the writing is really horrible. Bad. Like,
but
it's not a job I could do. I'm not good with the wordage, but
it can't be any worse than Twilight. It can't be worse than Twilight.
It's worse than Twilight.
No way.
Yeah, because you know what's worse than Twilight?
What?
50 Shades of Grey.
This is true.
So fucking bad, dude. Now, so Twilight was bad because it was so generic. Like the character development was so loose because they...
But then, see, that's part of where the brilliance comes in. But the actual
physical writing, like the grammar, right, and the fluidity of the story and the actual story itself, not bad. I mean, you get into some of the details about the plot lines being like, oh my God, really? A 109-year-old guy getting after a 14... Yeah,
or a however old werewolf imprinting on a baby?
That too. But the physical writing was not bad.
So then that parlays into the question that if the fan fiction were better written, would it be okay for Dumbledore to be railing Harry Potter?
I haven't read any of that.
No, I'm just asking. No, I'm a legitimate. That's the thing that's kind of confused me about some of these storylines and whatnot. Like, so you take 50 Shades of Grey. If you look at the actual,
which I did not like, for the record.
No, but
couldn't even read.
If you look at the actual story, it's like, can I fuck you with my whatever, you know, with a lawn dart? Nope. What about with a new laptop? Okay, you know, and it's like, it's not the empowering story that, like, female right. empowerment that people made it out to be. So, but had it been better written, would that then be acceptable?
No.
Okay. Because that's what confused
me. But I might have been able to finish the book.
But that's what confused me about Twilight, is that if you think about it, this person might look this age, but they've really been around this long. So in theory, they have this many years worth of life experience. And then they look at a baby like, yep, I'm going to tap that when she's old
that's
enough.
That's not what happened on that one.
Just saying.
I'm just saying that you got to get your facts straight.
No, the fact that any type of romantical relationship between a child and a
there wasn't whatever. Any though
no that's but there the point. But the eventually was going to lead to that,
right? But the same could be said for people who accidentally meet their child bride. Like, I'm just saying, gaps happen all the time.
I don't know, age gaps don't bother me, but if somebody came up when Temperance was born, like, I'm gonna marry her when she's 18 and just starts hanging out with us, we wouldn't be cool with that. That's my point.
I agree.
It wouldn't be like, oh, damn, buddy. As long as you're not tapping it before she's 18, we're cool. But like, if I had you looking or touching before then, I'm going to have to hit you. I mean, it's just, that was kind of the whole, like.
But they weren't okay with it.
But they didn't, like, kick him out. It wasn't like, go away. And then she was riding the werewolf at the end of it and all that. And
not, like, riding.
I'm just saying.
You said that, like.
Yes, I left it open for interpretation, like the fucking book did, okay? So, and the story in general about the fact
that... I'm not going to defend Twilight. It's not a good book. I don't know why I'm stuck defending it right this second, other than...
You brought it up? No, but that's the fan fiction thing, what was it you found there?
It was just...
Was it the Kirby one?
No. That was gross.
It was gross. Did you read that one too?
When Corton Fabboy read it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was probably my favorite bit they ever did. That I know it killed Bobby inside a little every time he had to read it, but the Fan Fiction Friday was fucking hysterical because really he would read it exactly how it was written.
Oh, and like so deadpan.
Oh God, that was amazing. And I've always wanted to almost do something like that, but I couldn't. No, it's not that I couldn't. It's I couldn't disrespect Bobby in that way because I've never met the man personally, but I hold a lot of respect for him, and there was no way I could do it any justice to what he did when he was doing the readings of it, and I wish that would have continued
this
on.
This chapter is called Tickle Fights.
What's this?
I went into the Harry Potter because I wanted to see like what maybe he's been exposed to. And it just, it's...
Well, that was the other thing we explained to him, too, is that, like, so, like, how depraved of a person do you have to be to write this kind of stuff? Like, not only is it gross that somebody wrote it, it's gross that there are people that are reading it and enjoying it and want more of it, so they write more of it. It's like this weird self-fulfilling prophecy and circle of just yuck, right? So you want to hop into the voicemails?
Sure, let's do that.
Oh, wait, no, before we do that. Oh. So your friend, you know what I'm talking about. Twins. Mm-hmm. She posted on Facebook, I guess one of the twins is not having a...
decent night.
Well, just not wanting to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And so she, and I love the way some of the stuff she writes about the kids, because she's a writer in general. So it's the, anyways, but a love note to my daughter. You are so precious to me, my beautiful baby, with your blue eyes and your gummy grin so full of joy. You fill my heart. And then in all caps, now quit screeching and go to sleep before I sell you to the gypsies. oh man. Yeah. It's I remember those days where there's like a kid did not go to sleep and you're like, oh my word, I just need some time without you yelling and screaming at me. That's why that book, Go the Fuck to Sleep, was written. Mm-hmm. All right, so listener voicemails. We got quite a few of them. We actually have three this week. And one of them is because we forgot to play it last week. So Slacker, I really do apologize. I know you sent this in last week and the topic of the email was sort of time sensitive. So to 7 days ago, and here we go. Oh, wait. Oh, damn it. I'm going to turn the volume back up because the stupid freaking phone is back down again. All right, here we go. Try it again.
Arr, Justin and Jody, it is I, Captain Slacker. Happy Talk Like a Fucking Pirate Day, my favorite holiday of the year. Well, second, Halloween. Halloween's pretty cool because everybody dresses like fucking sluts and Harley Quinn. Arr! Also, I have to say, happy birthday, Jody! Happy birthday, many, many bottles of rum your way! I hope you guys have a great week, a great birthday, and please, when you're on the high seas, avoid those cunty dolphins!
Oh, yes, sir, that was amazing. Yeah, so, like I said, time-sensitive, and I'm sorry I missed it last week, because, that would have been a lot better if I had been able to play it then. But thank you, sir, for calling in, leaving the voicemail, and for the birthday wishes. I'll thank you on Jody's behalf.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say thank you, but I yawned because I am so fucking tired, dude.
Yep.
But thank you.
And I guess our towel discussion raised up. Like, we created a little bit of a debacle with that. Like, oh, no. We got a voicemail on it, and then they talked about it on Mediocre Show this week, too. I haven't actually listened to the whole thing yet, but there was a discussion that was had and whatnot. So let's listen to this voicemail from Mr. Tomorrow. Maybe.
Holy shit. You guys watch towels after every time you fucking use them? You guys gotta have thousands of dollars wrapped up in towels. Holy fucking shitballs. Or you do laundry every fucking day. Either way, crazy pants. And I'm gonna have to take this to the Mediocre Show and discuss it with Frank. I don't know what else to do. I'm so confused. Goodbye.
Wow.
Okay. So we have to get back on this again because
we do have a lot of towels.
I disagree that we need to wash the towels every time, but it's now become habit. And yes, we wash towels almost every fucking day because we don't have,
we do.
We
wash them about once a week.
I do a load of towels almost every single day.
Lately, it's been a lot more because we keep having, because Trent has, for whatever reason, like.
Okay. Okay, let me break this down for you. Yeah. We have five people in this family, and we all take a shower almost every day.
Right.
Sometimes Tempe or Trent will skip one, but 9 times out of 10, all five of us take a shower once a day, plus your extra shower, and sometimes a third. Mm-hmm. So we have between 4 and 7 towels a day. That is an entire load of towels.
Yep.
So sometimes I don't get one done every day, and then we have like 8 loads of towels at the end of the week.
There was that one time that I was in the bathroom, I forgot to check for a towel or grab a towel. There were none, and you would not believe how many washcloths it takes to dry this body off. I contemplated getting your hair dryer out and, like, you know, tufting up the boys.
So I am of the opinion that you can use a towel for several showers.
And actually, I do now. I've started my, I take my morning shower, mm-hmm. and that towel also gets used for the evening shower. Good. So I've been cutting back, but I don't go over two. Like, the towels get crispy. Like, if you use them once and then you air dry them, and maybe this is just the way air drying works, but they're like, have that crispy feel to them. Like, they're not as soft as like when you get them out of the dryer. And crispy towels
aren't. Eric, back me up, man.
I'm just saying, after a certain number of uses, you don't, you know.
The crispy towel is too
I'm just
crispy
saying.
For well, that, a tender white that, flesh.
Okay, so here's the other thing, too, is that I have found when I'm reusing the towels, that you always see me, I lay them out across the bathtub in there to dry, because if I don't, they don't dry out fully. And then how do you dry off with a damp towel?
Well, you don't. You hang it on a thing.
Yeah, but if you hang it on a thing, if you hang it on a normal towel rack, you have to fold it up, and then the only part of it gets dry, and the other part still stays damp. Well,
when I was growing up, we had a rack on the backs of all the doors that you hung it up, and it was dry by the next day.
Yeah, but that's my problem, is that mine are two in a day, so it's not like 24 hours. Well, you need
an evening towel and a morning towel.
But even if we didn't have towels, yes, we do laundry every day at this house. We have so much because there's five of us. There's five people in the house, and there's a lot going on, and there's just so much constant like the amount of clothing. So we have this weird balance we have to strike. The amount of clothing we'd have to purchase in order to be able to go a week without doing laundry would be astronomical. But then, if we did that, the amount of laundry we'd have at the end of the week would be astronomical. Yeah. So it's like, do we do a little bit every day and keep up on it and keep it going? Or do we do like, you know, this Sunday become laundry day and we can't leave the fucking house? And that's with like, no, I don't wash my pants after every use. Especially not my jeans, because it wears them out too fast and whatnot. But like t-shirts and whatnot, especially with the way I sweat. Yeah, I mean, if anything's gone on, if I've peeled an orange that day, I'm probably going to have to wash the shirt, right? It's just one of those things. So we have, yeah, thank God for Whirlpool. Like, if anyone wants a spokesperson, the Whirlpool Duet machine, like, after, they had to, because I had the first gen, those ones sucked. Mm-hmm. Then they reworked them for this, whatever generation this one is. We bought it, like, 2012. That thing's a fucking workhorse, because it literally goes all 7 days a week, 2 to 3 times a day with all the stuff we do. And the only time I've ever had problems with it was when I had to fix it because Ezra fucked it up.
Yeah.
When Ezra overloaded it and the belt broke, or he overloaded it and the little boot between the door and the tub got a hole.
That was a bad day.
Yeah, water all over the damn floor. That was fun. But otherwise, that thing just goes, and it's like a Energizer rabbit. It just keeps going and going and going. And the dryer hasn't, knock on wood, given us a lick of problems since we got it. Yeah, we do a lot of fucking laundry. It's just like, it never ends. And it always seems like, and I don't know what Trent's issue's been lately, but like, it's almost like he goes out of his way to like make messes. So if anybody's ever watched Dumb and Dumber, that scene where they eat the chili peppers, right? And then like Jim Carrey sitting there with the ketchup and the mustard ball, and he slams it in there and he squeezes it and he's like, with his tongue trying to catch it in his mouth. Trent did that with a juice box in my fucking car the other day. I had it in a juice box, and he's like, oops, I squeezed it. I happened to look in my mirror while he's doing it. He's like, with his tongue out, and he's trying to catch the stream of apple juices. It sprays all over him and the car, and I had literally
just washed the car seat.
And just put it together and just put it back in the car. And I don't know how I didn't freak out. I just was like, I think I was so pissed off that I couldn't. And I just looked at him and I said, don't you ever do that again, because Daddy will be so angry with you. You won't want to see him for like a very long time. I wouldn't? No. Okay. And then I just stopped right there. But I'm like, now I got to pull the whole thing apart again and wash it, because there's a big old splotchy spot where the apple juice was, and it's catching like stuff. It's all sticky. And
when he spilled the hot chocolate in my car,
mm-hmm.
and I was so mad that I couldn't speak,
right.
And I was just looking at him like, I think I was shaking. I think I was like physically moving a lot. And he just looks at me, I'm so sorry. What? I am so sorry, mommy. I am really sorry, mommy. I'm so sorry, mommy.
Well, and then like he, like almost every day at the dinner table is a spill.
Yeah.
With or without lids. Like he finds a way to knock the lids off.
He's at that age. Remember, we went through the exact same thing with Tempe.
Right. And Ezra. But the, and I don't get with it. What about this age? Like, The best place for your cup? On the edge of the table.
Right at the edge. So right that, right there at the
so
very
that way
end.
when I'm speaking with my arms like an Italian and all of a sudden boink, and off apple juice hits the bench and then goes sploosh all over the floor. And then of course you're fighting the dogs to keep from licking it up because you don't want them getting the shits off of it. And just it's there's always something being spilled on something. So a lot of our towels end up being washed not because we use them for a shower, but because we had to go.
And I'm on the warpath about that too.
Mop up a spill for something.
Because we have a whole stack, like a huge stack of old towels that have been ripped up.
We do now. We didn't before. We did that when we moved here.
I know, but since we moved here, like there was dog pee upstairs that you used a regular towel to sop up. And Ezra's like, no, it's an old yucky towel, blah, 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 blah. And I go up there, I'm like, yeah, an old yucky towel that you want to rub on your face tomorrow after I wash it. And I get sanitary cycle and blah, blah, blah. Does not matter. Don't want something that has touched dog pee to touch my face, ever. It doesn't matter if it's been washed 82 times. I don't want it on my face, ever.
Well, see, that's, yeah, that's.
And I don't get how you can even be totally cool with that. It just drives me insane. Because like, we have a whole pile of dirty, nasty, do whatever you want to it rags, and you choose the bath towel that's just happens to be sitting there.
I chose what Ezra handed me when I stepped in the dog piss, and I was pissed off and I wasn't thinking about it. So yeah, I used the wrong towel. But once again, the washing machine, there is nothing left once it's gone through a sanitary cycle. It's not there anymore. It's gone. It's, and especially pee, it's just, you know, but it's the same thing like with kid puke. I mean, there's just, you rinse it off, you wash it, you sanitary cycle, it's gone. There's no longer, nothing else there. It's literally no longer in the material anymore. And then especially if it's a white towel and you bleach it out, then there's definitely nothing there. So that's what the whole beauty of a washing machine is. It cleans these things and makes them.
Not that much.
Yeah, it does. There are certain things that I've come to put up with and just I let it go that you are overly critical about when it comes to.
No.
I'm sorry. You'll use a towel for like a week on end and ass to face and all that. That's okay. But the towel that had some pee on it that got washed.
That towel is clean every time it touches my ass. Because my ass is clean every time that towel touches it.
You hope.
I wash quite well.
I know,
you.
But I'm just saying. So does the washing machine. So there's no difference.
No,
going ass to face is no different than than pee getting washed off of a towel.
It's very different. And I would like to point out, I've learned to live with these strange things you have. Except I still do all the things that make drive you nuts. You haven't learned to live with anything. You just have learned to hide it from me when possible.
No, I try not to use the towel. I flubbed up tonight when he handed me the wrong one.
You've done it a lot lately.
Well, the last night was an emergency because I'm trying to get this water puddle from going across. That's what we didn't speak about. Trent and the damn faucet in the bathroom.
This is the second faucet in the house he's broken.
Yeah.
Did you realize that?
He broke the one upstairs. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I put the other one upstairs that I found at the restore place in town here, and it's actually got a swivel faucet on it. Yeah. So now that faucet swivels, he thinks that all faucets should swivel. So he swiveled the one down here that's not a swivel faucet, and in the process
Loosen the seal.
So with any water that splashed on the counter was washing down behind the into the cabinet. And then, so I was in there tightening that up, and then I was going to replace the aerator for you. And when I did that, the one washer didn't seal up properly. And the design of this faucet is the most fucking retarded design I've ever seen. If the washer doesn't seat properly, there's little holes that allow water to back into the faucet up over the back and down into the cabinet. So we have this, like, literally this puddle of water because Ezra doesn't know how to, like, when I say turn it off, like, to turn it off right then, he has to go, huh? Turn it off. What? Turn the fucking thing off. And then he finally turns it off. By that time, there's water. So it was like, I was like, give me towels. And he's the one that grabbed those and tossed them on the floor before I could even say no. And they're already wet at that point. So I sopped it up with it. So
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. And that's why, and so then I had the two ones that I use that aren't the towels that you use because they're not the big fluffy towels that you like. And I don't have a problem with them because they get bleached. So the fact they had water from a faucet that was clean,
that doesn't bother me.
Wasn't a huge issue, but yeah, so I had to fix that. So that was Friday night. I ended up doing that, and that was pretty much most of the night because what should have been the 5-minute fix turned into like a whole 2-hour debacle because I had to clean up the mess and then dry it out and whatnot. Kind of like the fan switch I did today. go to install a fan switch just to figure out the guy that built the upstairs decided, and it's only this one switch, because I had a fear that it was all the switches, so I went and checked the other ones. Instead of breaking the hot connection like you're supposed to, he broke the neutral, and I'm like, I have to fix this. I can't leave it like this. And then I had to pull both switches out, rewire them, and put them in correctly, and that was fun. So, yeah, it's just sometimes that stuff's a nightmare. And we still have another voicemail to get to, so let's go. You know, all the little sidetracks we take here. This one's from work, Frank. Oh my God, really?
Hello, my dear Jody and Justin. How are you? Frank, give me a call. It's really nice to be able to wake up in the morning, pop the podcast on, one of my favorites, you know, one of the ones I try to listen to weekly, you know, and get some information. Listen, really glean something, you know, from the zeitgeist of podcasts that we all kind of glom onto together, you know, the community. I love the whole talk about the, you know, parenting or bad parenting or issues about parenting. Hell, I'm a parent. I love it. But I think the most interesting thing is, boy, when Justin started talking about his financial portfolio or 401k stuff for like 15.
Oh, my phone stopped. Come on now. I hate that about this program. It's going to want to do the whole thing over again.
Boy, when Justin started talking about his financial portfolio or 401k stuff for like 15 some odd minutes, awesome. That's the kind of stuff I'm into. And goddamn, I got to tell you, I need more of it. You know, Justin, keep on talking. If you have a chance, if you could file your tax return next year, like on the air, it would be awesome. Maybe I could send you the instructions for my Blu-ray player. You could read those aloud. That's pretty good, too. Jody, you're the glue. You hold the whole goddamn thing together.
Damn straight.
I'm just saying. It's all in jest. I love you both. Wonderful show. Keep it up. Look forward to it every week. Lots of love. And Justin, you're still gonna get it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's going for the long bro on that one.
Okay. Little inside baseball right before the show. Justin always says, hey, we're going to talk about such and such and such and such and maybe such and such. And, oh, don't forget, we have our financial, what are we going to call that? And I'm like, I don't care what the fuck you call it because I think it's boring and stupid.
So, and we can put this out to the listeners, and if they don't know, and I'm serious, if they don't want to hear about it, it's fine. But the reason why I'm looking at it is money and budgeting, and I'm not going to delve into specifics about, well, yesterday I spent $2.27 on toilet paper because I had a coupon and whatever, but just the overall concept of how fucking expensive it is to have kids and how do you get do it and whatnot, and we've never been, like, we're definitely never been perfect at managing money.
We've never even been remotely good. We've never even been remotely good. We've gotten by.
We've been able to pay stuff, but we've never been smart about how we're managing it. So I think it's. I personally think that spending a little bit of time, maybe not every show, but talking about like, oh, we did this week and we figured this out or whatever, that would be something worthwhile to do because. I just think it would. Now, if we get an overwhelming feedback that it, like, is legitimate, like, no, we don't want to have to hear about that, then we won't talk about it anymore. But on the flip side, if his little thing about, you know, oh, yes, let's file your taxes next year and all that, and being a little smartass like that, I've had many people reach out and contact me, ask me about the program, what we're doing, how we're doing it, so on and so forth. And so, and I'm willing to go into more detail offline, mm-hmm. off air kind of a thing. So let us know if you want us to continue to talk about it, once again, high level overview on the show. I'm not going to dive deep into it. We'll continue to do so. But if not, you know, then we'll, you know, we can, you can contact me offline. Everybody knows how to do that, and we'll talk about it there. I will say this is our first month of the official new budget.
Yeah.
And we did find out that, yeah, we needed to tighten the reins a little bit in certain areas, because it's just, we really shouldn't be spending that much on that particular item. And it's like, whoa. So it is eye-opening to actually sit down and have to look at what you spend and where you spend it. And then there's stuff you look like, why the fuck did I do that? It makes you question a lot of things, for which sure. is not a bad thing.
And I don't mind, just to be clear, if you really want to talk about it, I will talk about whatever. It doesn't bother me. I just am of the opinion that people don't want to hear it. I know there are like three people who've reached out and been like, hey, we want to hear about it, which is awesome. And I'm glad that they have. But I'm just saying, like, there's more than three.
I agree. So if we hear, like I said, give us some feedback. You can hit us up. You can leave us a voicemail, 503-609-0375. Or you can record it and send it to Grounded at badparentingpodcast.com. Or you can hit us up on Facebook. You can email us. You can instant message me on Facebook. And let us know either way if you really want it or not. And then I will actually save the feedback so we can let... We can make a decision here as to what we're going to continue to talk about, if we're going to do that as a little segment or not.
Frank said I'm the glue.
He did. And then he said, no, really, I love you both. So he
retracted it. No. He didn't retract it. Yeah. Shit.
No. I'm not going to debate it. Even on the days that I've gotten into my super like hardcore tantrums and whatnot, you've only been able to pull me back so far. You've still pulled me back a little bit. So I'm not denying it. And that the amazing thing to me is that he said that was like a drunken voicemail. The man is still he's intelligible when he's drunk. So
that was like, a supposedly drunken voicemail.
Yeah.
Who said this?
He did on Mediocre. Oh. Like, he's like, I have to apologize to them because I left him a drunken voicemail, kind of a thing. I'm like,
that wasn't slurry at all.
Right. I know for a fact that I'm slurry at times sober. And I know for a
you good, get three drinks in me and I can't form a thought, let alone a sentence.
So
such a lightweight.
Yeah, if that's a drunken voicemail, then keep it up, sir. And even though it's not, keep it up, sir. We love to hear from the listeners, and so it's good to have that feedback. But I think that's pretty much that kind of ties it up for us as far as when we're kind of at the end of the notes here. Anything else that you wanted to talk about or possibly add or anything?
No,
like that?
I think I'm done.
You're tapped out.
I'm sleepy.
Yeah,
so sleepy.
Yeah, the one morning you're gonna try to sleep in today, and
I know.
You woke up. You pinged awake at 6:30.
I
welcome
woke
to
up
my world
at 6:30. Like, hello world, it's a bright shiny day.
Welcome to my. I have never
done that in my fucking life, dude.
Welcome to my entire existence.
In my life, I have never pinged awake at 6:30 and like it's time to be awake. Ever.
Even on the days that I want to, like I desperately need to sleep in because I need more sleep, that's how I, every morning, at most, you'll catch me, like if I sleep until 8, that's
because
I'm sick.
I know, but I'm just saying, 6 fucking 30.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it was the rain that was bothering me.
Might have been. Well, I put it to you, on the weekends, I try to catch a little extra sleep, but normally by starting about 5 o'clock, between every 15 to 30 minutes, I wake up.
Just a little bit.
Little bit, roll over, whatever. But I'm enough to be consciously aware that I woke up again. And so finally, after like the third or fourth time that happens, and I don't go back to it for a solid amount of time, I'm just like, fuck it, I gotta get out of bed. Because you've ever gotten like that amount of sleep, it's, you slept and it helped, but it didn't help enough, so you almost feel worse after the fact.
Yes.
That if I go through too many of those cycles, that's what I get into, and then I'm like super cranky and groggy. So I just try to avoid that whole thing in general.
Well, I'm just laying it out there that tomorrow morning,
if you sleep in, you sleep in. I'm not going to disturb you.
I'm just saying, anything you can do to help me get a couple extra hours would be greatly appreciated, because I am barely functional at this point. Like,
yeah,
some of those windy roads, I was up doing a showing at like, in the middle of nowhere, and the roads are like real kind of slopey curves, not like, you know, crazy curvy road, but like 45 mile per hour curves as opposed to 25 mile per hour curves, and they're real slopey and along a creek, and I'm like, I'm just gonna go to wake up.
Yeah,
yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it's That's like what. That's part of the reason why I do podcasts when I drive.
I was listening to podcasts,
but that's like if I don't, that's how I get.
I think I was listening to Frank and Eric.
Since I drive for a living, I have to kind of like make sure I stay awake. That's kind of important. So, anyways, we've already given up the voicemail number and the email address.
Yep. We're going to talk about the collective.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the podcast collective, and you can find such wonderful shows on there as soon as the website comes up because my browser closed, and oh my God, I'm almost there. Here we go. As, well, of course, us. On the Block, No Hope for Humanity, The Coffin Joe Cast, The Sunshine Happy Pants Hour, 40 Going on 14, Dating Baggage, The Internet with Scott the Pool Boy, I Am Salt Lake, Minton Boxcast, Tales from the Hard Side, The Dog and Deuce Show, The Rad Dad Radio Hour, and Empty Rat Podcast. We're happy to have those shows on board with us. Looking to hopefully add more here in the near future. I'm kind of shopping around, seeing if I can find anybody else. And we're starting to do a lot more of the cross podcast pollinate. How did Scott say it?
Collective cross pollinization.
Yeah, collective cross pollinization. So that was a pretty cool way of doing it because he guest spotted on 40 Going on 14 like I did. And then I'm going to be guesting on another one of the shows on the network tomorrow. But I'm not going to steal the thunder. I'll let them announce it first when they release it. We're going to have that same show. We're going to have them guest on ours. And so we're starting to get into the point now where I wanted to be, where we're actually all kind of joining together and helping each other out and hopping on each other's shows and whatnot. So, that's fun. And then, it's kind of finally starting to come to fruition, and it's working out the way I wanted it to, which is great. And so far, everybody on board is happy about it too. Also, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Blueberry, Google Podcasts, all that. If you like the show or any of the podcast, and it's not just our show, any podcast you listen to, if you enjoy the podcast and you haven't done it yet, hop on there, leave a rating, possibly a review, or just call and leave voicemails so that people know about it, email, whatever. If you want to reach out to them on Facebook, however you want to reach out to the show, just let them know you're out there and listening. It's it means a lot to the people that put it together that you're making the effort to contact the show. And this is coming from somebody who should do it more than I do for the shows that I listen to.
I'm really bad about it because I always feel like, and this is probably why people don't do it more, right? Like you're feeling the way I'm feeling, like they don't want to hear from me. Like I can just be in the background. I'm just a cool listener, right? But I'm sure that I'm wrong. But right. But yeah. At the same time, I understand why people are thinking it because I think it. So
yeah, well, that's so. I had that same outlook too, but then I started looking at it from perspective that you and I have when we're on the show. Like we'd love to hear from our listeners. We'd love to have more voicemails. So I try to,
but especially like the bigger ones that I listen to that have like thousands and thousands of. I'm just saying.
I still toss it in there. I still try to toss it in there on a regular basis. It doesn't always happen, but I just left one for Mediocre. Yeah. They couldn't get in this week, so they're going to get in next week. It was in reference to the candy debacle that Frank talked about. So,
did you tell on me?
No.
Would you? Okay. I'll have to.
Why should
to
I have told on you?
No, I'm just saying the whole candy thing when he was talking about the candy. I'm like, Justin probably has caught me doing that a time or two because you tend to squirrel away candies and then they will magically disappear. And I have no idea where they went.
Right? Yeah, you and the kids both. No, it was more in reference. Anyways, listen to the show. It'll be on there. I'm not going to ruin it. I'm not going to spoil it here.
I will listen to it.
But otherwise, if you have nothing else to add, babe.
Nope.
All right. Until next time, try not to be shitty parents.
Bye.
I've been holding that back for.
Oh, well. Ugh. Sorry.